From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. A Birmingham man spent 43 years serving life without parole in an Alabama prison. But this past December, he became a free man again at 77 years old. WBHM's Noel Annan sat down with James Jones to learn about his takeaways from life in prison.
In 1981, James Jones robbed a shoe store, and it changed the course of his life.
Things went awry. So we got busted.
Jones already had a criminal record, and under the Habitual Offenders Act, the robbery was his third strike. This made Jones one of thousands of men in Alabama prison serving life without parole. He would spend decades in the St. Clair Correctional Facility, a maximum security prison.
Maybe I've been in for a while before it really dawned on me. I said, man, you're going to die in here. You got no chance of parole. But actually, in my heart of hearts, I never accepted life without parole. I never did.
Jones says he looked for ways to connect with the people around him, despite the often tense environment. In some cases, people he knew simply struggled to survive.
The medical system is way outdated, and I know there's a lot of guys that, had they been in the street, would be alive. They were neglected by the medical staff.
Jones says an older man who was one of his neighbors complained to him one day of a pain in his left arm. Jones told him to go to the doctor, and he visited the nurse twice.
And they told him it was just gas. And about an hour later, he was dead. He had a massive heart attack.
Life in prison wore on him. He says his family stuck by him, and it made a huge difference. He empathized with people who didn't have that support system.
One of the most terrible things to happen to you during incarceration is to be abandoned by family. Nobody will answer your phone calls. You get no mail, and so your life is right there. That's a killer. It really is.
Jones eventually moved to an honor dorm, which is intended for incarcerated people who abstain from violence, smoking, drugs, and the like. He became a supporter for people who didn't have anything and a mentor for new inmates finding their way.
I used to tell some of the young guys, you can't wake up every morning hating these guys at work here. It's a job for them, and their job is to keep us in here. And we don't have to be enemies, but they're going to tell you what to do, how to do it, and how long to do it.
Jones eventually earned an associate's degree through the Gadsden State Community College. He even taught classes.
But I've been with a lot of like-minded guys that wanted to get out. And I guess a lot of times we'll sit around and lick each other's wounds. That helps too sometimes, to whine and cry, and I want somebody to know that I'm whining.
After decades of good behavior, he wrote to the Appleseed Center for Law and Justice, a collective of lawyers and advocates for those in the criminal justice system, asking for help with his case. Staff successfully petitioned judges and Jefferson County's district attorney for resentencing. Jones's family was there waiting for him when he first stepped into freedom after 43 years. Many of the people he was incarcerated with signed a poster board for him when he was released.
A lot of them watered in their eyes when I left, and they made me want to cry. You know, said, man, we're going to miss you, man. And a part of me will always be there. There's still some good guys in prison, some very good guys. They just want a chance. Some of them may not get it.
Today, Jones is adapting to life outside. His children have grandchildren now. And although he grew up in Birmingham, Jones finds the city hard to navigate now. That's because the landmarks have changed.
I'm just kind of lost like a snake in high weeds, you know, but I guess eventually I get it.
Jones came away from his decades in the criminal justice system with empathy in equal parts for crime victims and incarcerated people, particularly people whose crimes did not involve violence.
I know one guy, his name was Kenny Gray. He robbed a place of business and took $1.68, and he was incarcerated over 30 years. Can you imagine that? He took $1.68, and you spent millions of dollars to keep him in prison.
Jones argues that there is a way to respect victims and their families while also having mercy on incarcerated people and giving them a chance to prove they've changed. The key, he says, is to lead with empathy. Noel Annan, WBHM.